know, there have been times when Easter Day has been my least favorite day of the year. Times when I felt so broken that the hope of Easter, the joy of it, seems to have been brittle and hollow. Not really very real, full of glitz and glitter, but not of real substance, not the stuff of life, the way that we experience it. These for me have been times of depression, clinical depression, and also bereavement, times of the loss of people who have been very, very close to me. And they strip you out, and you reach sometimes a depth of despair where you think that there can be no hope. And yet I've found in the years since that actually the feelings of those times were not true. Yes, they were times of real suffering, and I look back and I can't deny that. But what I do know now is this, that those moments, those times of the death of self or the death of others, does not have the last word. See, something fundamental happened when Jesus was raised from the dead. Something in the very fabric of the universe, something that reveals what the fabric of the universe is really, really like. The resurrection from the dead showed us something about reality. It shows that life and not death is the ultimate truth of existence. That things keep on renewing and recreating and bringing new life and love into existence. That was certainly true for Christ himself, the agony of his death on the cross, his burial was not the end. He broke through into new life, a life that would never be taken away again. And he promised us, didn't he, that anyone who believed in him would participate in his resurrection and in his life, because he is the resurrection and he is the life. Remember, he turned to that thief on the cross and said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And that's not a vague hope. That's a firm promise. And it wasn't made on the basis of the goodness of the thief's life. It was just the man trusted in him. That's all it needs. And this is the witness of the Gospels to the reality of who Jesus Christ is. Not Jesus, a man who lived a long time ago, but the Christ, the one who holds everything together by the word of his power. And he promises that anyone who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, this is the ultimate truth for us. This is our destiny, should we choose it. But because Christ himself is the source of and woven into and sustains the whole fabric of reality, it also echoes throughout the existence that we have here, the day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. Existence that we have, that death is not the ultimate reality, that life always breaks through. We see this in the Northern Hemisphere, in the emergence of the springtime, the beauty of the new life as it breaks through all around us, even in towns and cities, we see this new life breaking through. And we see it in the warp and weft of our own relationships. In the communities in which we live, in the networks of relationships that are our own personal relationships, but also even in our relationship with ourself, the way that we do recover from dark times in local communities, in relationships and within our own well-being and our own growth, we do emerge stronger. And that's because there are always possibilities for learning from what's been and adapting and growing and using our creativity to find and act on new possibilities, ways of reinventing who we are and how we are. Human beings are good at that, but it's part of the resurrection life which Christ has built into the very fabric of our reality and who it is that we are. And we see it in history too, don't we? The way that humanity arises afresh and anew from the very darkest and most bloody periods of history. The way that humanity relearns, recreates, recovers, and rebuilds, and bringing new life out of the darkness that there's been. Our world will not be the same, will it, after we have recovered from the coronavirus? And many things will have gone. We will mourn our losses of people and income and businesses. These are dreadful, dreadful things. But what does it mean then to have Christ's resurrection and life within us, within our communities and within our relationships at times like this? It means that there is something built in with us, which means that we don't despair and that we don't give up and that we do see new possibilities of recovery. We will do this. We'll do it as a world. We'll do it as a nation. We'll do it as a local community. And it's true of churches as well. The church, of course, has been challenged many times over its existence, and at certain points it's been thought that it might not recover, but it always has. We, like everybody else and other organisations within society at this time, we as the church will never be the same again. And that's because we will see things differently. We'll see new possibilities because we will have learned new things. And we'll bring those insights into the life that we have. And as we, as the church, relearn and recreate and recover and rebuild, we will hold on to the best of what's been in the past, but it will be different. We will be renewed, and our life will return even stronger than before, because the resurrection and the life of Christ is at the very, very heart of who we are. And that is what we have to offer to our local community. And it's true for us as individuals as well. Christ is the resurrection and the life. It's not just eternal life in the future that he's offering, but a sense of his presence now in this reality, in the day-to-day messy reality of who we are, in the way that we must think and work and pray to be creative and to find new ways of being and new ways of being fruitful and loving, of embodying the life of Christ that we know is his life within our lives and in our relationships. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.